This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Affair with Ikara Freeman. If you play this podcast, your life will be better. Greetings, salutations, and good day to you. This is the Midweek Affair Roundup. I'm Ikara Freeman, and Victoria was the best Spice Girl. Controversial statement over, it's time to talk Logies. For those living overseas, the Logies are Australian television's Night of Nights. Imagine if the Golden Globes engaged in a decades-long champagne-soaked assignation with the Emmys, and you'll have a good idea as to what the Logies are like. Sound like fun, right? Particularly in a country where after 9 p.m. you can say whatever you want on free-to-air television. Well, the fun actually kicked off with one of the classic staples of Australian television, the red carpet, wherein Australian actors and actresses who have gone through years of acting classes, dead-end jobs, and countless rejections are asked the deeply profound question, what are you wearing? Also that someone from home can win a gift card for guessing best dressed. And this is not a popularly decided award, no siree. It is decided by some mysterious cabal of designers and network executives, and all of us at home are basically playing a shell game. And quel surprise, a man has yet to even be nominated. On the upside, however, House Husbands has won Best Most Popular Drama. The show features openly gay actor Tim Campbell as one part of a gay couple raising a daughter. And openly gay celebrity Molly Meldrum brought the house down with a well-timed, if not necessarily intentionally planned, F-bomb during his presentation of the Graham Kennedy Award for Outstanding New Talent. The speech also doubled as Molly's belated acceptance speech for his induction into the Hall of Fame last year. And if you heard me mention on last week's The Affair on the Fast Five, where our question was, can you name five out LGBTIQ Logie winners? Here's the answer. You can't. There aren't five. There were lots of winners at this year's Logies, but one very significant loser was the Australian music industry. Not a single Australian singer or band was featured, and remember, David Campbell was up for a Logie. He could have got up there and sang, I don't know, Guantanamera or something like that. Just think about it. Instead, we had a slew of international artists whose interests in being at the Logies range from mildly pleased to clearly in it for the money. I'm not naming names. On to overseas issues. Free-to-air television may disappear in the United States as a new service called Aereo has stoked the ire of many of the terrestrial broadcasters who are now threatening to become cable networks. What does Aereo do exactly? Well, you stick it on your television and it rebroadcasts a signal to your smartphone, computer, or any device you want it to. What's got the networks angry? Well, Aereo ain't free and Aereo ain't sharing the cash. Watch this space in the metaphorical sense of the word watch. Finally, here's a conundrum that I'd like to hear from all of you. Should breakfast news shows be part of the news division or the entertainment division? Email us at theaffair@joy.org.au and find our social media links as well as The Affair blog at joy.org.au/theaffair. Do not forget the article, The Affair. I'm Ikara Freeman, and myself, or a very good vocal imitation thereof, will be with you again this Saturday at 6 p.m. AEST, 8 p.m. NZST, 8 a.m. BST, and absurdly late in the night in the Americas. Till then. The Affair with Ikara Freeman. This is a podcast saying, play me one more time, please.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.